Oh, looky. I found a hooky. Welcome to the Last Show Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the show. My name is Courtney Shane Williams. The election episode. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn Radio. My name is Courtney, as I said at the top of the show. I'm a stand-up comedian based out of Tampa, Florida. This is How It Gets Down. You can subscribe to the show and please rate, review the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, whatever you get your media. That's where we at, man. We out in these streets doing it big. Shout out to everybody out there in the universe that has to, had to endure my Facebook page posts. Facebook is the only place I feel bad about posting my rhetoric, because Facebook is like, that's a family friendly place, you know what I mean? That's like going into a bowling alley and starting a comedy show, which I've done before, by the way. The most depressing times of my life normally happen in bowling alley. Nothing that happens in a bowling alley for me goes the way I want it to go. I always want to have a better bowling score. I always want the pizza to be better. You know what I mean? I always want that funky smell to get off my hands. Dude, so, hey, you get a smell on your hands at a bowling alley. You know, it's like you went down to Nebraska and ran into Carol Baskin. All right? But this is the show, man. We are here. I'm sorry. I just ate a graham cracker. I mean, I'm so casual. I'm just eating. You can tell I'm stunting now. Oh, you couldn't find me for the last 2 days, man. I was in hiding. I was trying to figure it out. I was busy trying to make celebration memes. And I'm like, hold on, he might win? What's going on, man? Election show. So, like, what happened as this whole thing was going on. By the way, I think they're still deciding who's going to be president. Well, they're not deciding. I mean, he's deciding if he's going to take this news, man. But as time and things went on, there's more and more stuff that came to me. And, I only like to do this show once a week, because that's the level of effort I want to put forth. Once a week effort, 30 minutes at a time. I'm not interested in laying out 2 hours. I'm not Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons gets paid to do this, man. Courtney Shane Williams is doing this out of the goodness of my heart. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Courtney Shane, K-O-R-T-N-E-Y, Shane. I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart, yo. By the way, next weekend, I will be at the Comedy Club. So, in St. Pete Beach. So, and the show starts at 9:30. So, I didn't want that to just infiltrate the show as I got more and more stuff. And I was like, man, I should just do an election episode so I can purge myself of all that stuff. And then I'll just do my normal show on Sunday and put that out on Monday. So here we are, the election episode. I got some takeaways. I wrote them down. First of all, this is not even really a takeaway. I guess Trump is going to sue America. I guess this is what it's. I guess Trump is going to sue America, because at the beginning it was Democrat ran cities. Remember that? Remember when they boarded up all the windows because they were scared black people were gonna do something? What they didn't know is all them black people had already voted in Philadelphia. You know a way to get black people off the street? Give them the equal opportunity to get your ass about the paint. We didn't have to go see about what you was doing, dog. We just had to eject you up out of there, man. Black people just went on ahead and voted and put it, went to the house. I'd love to be a black person living in Detroit right now, living in Philadelphia, because y'all already knew the results like 3 days ago. Like, y'all saw the things coming out, and so they ain't counted our votes yet. 95% of us hate his guts, son. He is done. Hey, they dropped a batch of votes, and 100% of the people voted for Joe Biden. That seems sketchy. And by the way, I'm gonna get to that later in the show. But Fox News, man, I've never seen white people this mad. Old white men. None of the white women seem to care that much, except for Laura Ingraham, and I feel like that's a put on. Like, anytime Laura Ingraham, she's just trying to keep the tempo from all the other racist dudes that come on before her show. Like, Laura Ingraham is fighting the battles that nobody else wants to fight. You try following Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, you know what I mean? You can't come out wishy-washy. You got to double down on that racism. But the women on Fox News are the ones that are like, I don't know about this guy. Yeah, he did have that whole grab the woman by the coochie thing. He might not be the one to lead this country, okay? That's that. But it seems like Trump's going to sue America. At the beginning, it was like, well, I'm going to sue Michigan. And then he lost another state. Oh, I'm suing Pennsylvania. I'm suing Nevada. I'm suing her. This dude is suing Georgia. He's suing people that he knows, dog. Like, these say, and that's the thing, man. Florida, you should be embarrassed, dude. I live in Florida, and you should be embarrassed. Embarrassed. Which I'll talk about that more later. Oh, I got a lot of stuff on the list. Oh, yeah, pour you some hot cocoa, man. Maybe some apple cider. I don't know where you live. But yeah, man. I'm dropping dimes tonight. Just get your Africa tickets ready. So, now he's just suing everybody. Everybody getting sued. Georgia, Republican states, Democratic states. I know it was these unruly Democrats. They won't let us watch the vote. Hey, man, you want a Trump supporter watching you do your job? If I wanted a Trump supporter watching me do my job, I'd get a job. Who the hell wants a supervisor, let alone a supervisor that wants to own the company? Dude, who wants that? Some overachieving supervisor. They need to let us watch them count the vote. I had to stand 6 feet away. I couldn't see them put it into machine. Back up, man. I'm a poll worker, dog. You think I didn't sign up to have Newt Gingrich looking over my shoulder, man? This is just ridiculous, man. Like, you think these people that work at the polls care enough to discount votes for Donald Trump in every state? I could see if it was like one, two locations, you know, maybe a couple of shady characters. Every state you're losing, you are suing. So everybody lying on you. That's the thing, man. A liar always believes everybody else is lying. But the fact of the matter is, he's a liar, so he thinks like a liar. This is ridiculous, man. These people don't get paid enough to cheat. I mean, now if you see them leave the store, like the McDonald's scratch-off game, I don't know if you've seen that documentary on HBO, but the McDonald's scratch-off game, you probably always wonder, why'd I never win $1 million? It's because Uncle Jerry in Florida had all the $1 million tickets. And Uncle Jerry, true story, Uncle Jerry in Florida would give all the winning tickets to his friends, and then he'd take a cut. That ain't the way it's working with poll workers, man. These cats ain't getting paid enough around the country to cheat. So this dude is suing the United States of America. Every state that he didn't vote for them, outside of Washington and Oregon, he wants nothing to do with that. Matter of fact, he probably wants to visit Oregon because they decriminalized hard drugs. You know what I mean? Him and Don Jr. Don Jr., by the way, I don't know where he was. Don Jr. must have got knee deep in the white girl before the election was over. Don Jr. said, what? 85% of the precincts reporting? That's good enough for me. White girl. Don Jr., stay with the drippy nose, man. I just know this. If Donald Trump sues America, I want to be a character witness. That's right. I want them to put me on the jury. I will tell them everything I know. I've been watching this dude for years. I want to be a character witness. I can speak to the character of this scumbag. Just give me 5 minutes. Hey, you can put me on the stand. You can try to rattle me. I mean, that'll be the least stressful walk into a courtroom I've ever had. That'll be the least stressful. I might walk in there with my shirt untucked, you know, Rudy Giuliani style. You know what I mean? Just walk in there untucked. You know what I mean? Giuliani probably gonna ask me questions. Like, hey man, you should have married your sister. I just whisper that to him, Borat style. But I'd like to do that. Put me on the trial stand. What do you know about Donald Trump? He's a real racist piece of crap. Oh. Is there anything else you need to know? Yeah, man, that Trump wine, Trump steaks, not good. He don't pay his taxes. He also lives in Florida, some weird reason, but lives in New York and then votes in Florida. Votes by mail, by the way, which he said you shouldn't vote by mail, but, you know, it's good enough for him. Bone spurs. I heard that's the reason he couldn't go to the Army. Probably another lie. He never paid Stormy Daniels, by the way. Stormy was calling me the other day. I saw Stormy on Craigslist, man. Stormy really needs the cash. I think if you could break Stormy off, that'd be dope. Other than that, racist. Did I already say that? Oh. No further questions? We didn't even ask a question. We just asked you what your name was. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we can do all that part over, man. I want to be a comparison, credibility witness. What's that called? A character witness. Another thing, too, about this election, this is a little more on the serious side. I'm glad that it wasn't a blowout. Because one thing that, as the first night went, now it's Friday when I'm recording this. I'm going to put this out immediately, by the way. It's Friday, 1 o'clock East Coast time, and they still counting in Philadelphia. I mean, dude, there's a whole lot of black people that did not like him, apparently. Only black people falling for the okey-doke live in Florida. You guys are despicable. All of yous. I'll get to the Miami Cubans in a minute. That's a little more detail. But you black people, despicable. They're still counting the votes in Philadelphia right now. But one thing, I'm glad that it wasn't a blowout, because it's very easy to say that person is bad. And if we weed out that person, now all the people left are good. So if you can put everything on Donald Trump, my man said it, Eddie, I forgot your name. Gosh, dog. You know what? I'm going to look him up, dude. I got to give this dude full credit for what he said. But I sent it out on my Instagram. I sent it out on my Twitter as well. But easy to say, hey, man, that dude's bad. It's easy to say, oh, the Ku Klux Klan, oh, that's racist. It's so easy when it's like something obvious out there like that, that, oh, that's bad, that's racist, that's not us, but it is us. It is you. So, Eddie Glaude does some contributing to MSNBC. But basically, he had this statement, and you can Google his name or just go to my Instagram, Twitter, whatever. I put it up everywhere. But it's easy to say that's him. He's racist, so we'll vote him out, and he'll be done. So if Florida votes against him, and it's a landslide on the first day, and we can all chill and be like, oh, man, that was a resounding rebuke of racism in this country. But that's not what happened. What actually happened is you found out what black people have been telling you for a long time, dog. When women tell you about misogyny and what's really going on, when Spanish people are telling you what are they going through and what's going on, Miami Cubans tell you what's going on, and black people tell you what's going on, and you can dismiss. But one thing Trump did, he made you take a side. He made people distinguish themselves. That's why when it comes to these elections and people are like, well, you can't judge me based, I'm just voting for the policy. No, Trump will not allow you to vote for the policy, because his rhetoric is so entrenched. It is dripping with racism, misogyny, xenophobia. It's dripping. So you can't even see the policies. You can't get past the rhetoric. So it makes you take sides. He's been making you take a side for 5 years. Making you take a side. And then you see not one election, but two elections. And this election was significant because a lot of people voted. Not a couple. The largest amount of people in the history of America voted. And you found out 50% of these people don't care about black people. Don't care about women. Don't care about race. Don't care if he gets you sick. They voting for that dude because there's something about him that is identifiable to those people that voted for him. Period. You can try to blanket it and make it that and make it this. So I'm glad he didn't get blown out on the first day. Now, that's what I was rooting for. But, you know, that as things go on and you wake up the next day and they're still counting, you know what I mean? You know, I'm trying to adjust my expectations. You know, I'm rolling it forward. But when I thought about it, I'm like, I'm glad he didn't win, because now you can't dismiss it. And I'm glad they didn't get the vote count on the next day. I'm glad it's taken all week, because all week, it's another reminder. This is Charlottesville. This is George Floyd. This is Breonna. These are all these things that you think, ah, oh, that's isolated. It can't stop. This is coronavirus. This is what this is. Once again, America's original sin is back on trial. Once again, you can't hide from it. And once again, he ain't even going to let this go. This is going to go on for another month. You have to rebuke this behavior and acknowledge that it's real. Stop. Stop acting like it ain't happening, because it is happening right here. It's the Last Show Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to The Last Show. It's called The Last Show because this may be it.
Then what you talking about? Gangsta moving silent, and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word. I don't say a word. Was on my grind, and I got what I deserve.
From Philadelphia.
Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. When I bought the Aston Martin, y'all thought it was raining.
On this cast, I'm like Papa on this Spanish double M, and that's my team Rosarian, Captain, I'm the Lieutenant. Meek Mill, Dreams and Nightmares, in honor of Philadelphia and all the great work y'all have done for this country. God bless y'all, man. Meek Mill, that's off the, I was about to say Dreams and Nightmares album. No, that's off the, oh man, I should know that. I'm not going to look it up. That's off some album. I'm not going to look it up. Dream Chasers, maybe. Something like that. I don't know what that's off of. Dreams and Nightmares. No, that's not the name of the album. Is the name of the album Dreams and Nightmares? I mean, Milk Mill, you could have been more creative than that. Let me see. Meek Mill, the rapper. The Meek Mill movie, by the way, is good. Oh, that'll be my review of this record. The Meek Mill movie, it's called City, the something City. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see what his discography is on this song. Dreams and Nightmares is the title of this. I mean, just, you know, no creativity at all. What about that meat? But the movie is Charm City Kings. That is actually for movies that you would see that's just like straight up on HBO. It's pretty dope. Premise of the movie is based out of Baltimore, but it's based on the dirt bike riding, you know, culture and things like that. Like, in black dirt bike ride. I mean, you probably got that. I mean, once you know Meek Mill's in there, probably gonna be some black people. But no, it's actually pretty cool. I actually watched the whole thing, and the story is really good. Acting, you know, subpar. I mean, Meek Mill, he's a lot of things. A thespian, probably not one of them. But as far as like the writing and the kids in the movie, there's a lot of strong acting, character development. Like, there's some legitimate stuff in there. It has a real, the vibe of it is a lot like, oh my gosh, they stole this premise maybe. The vibe of the movie gives you a real, not above the rim, but juice. Gives you a real juice vibe. Meek Mill's not Pac. I'll just throw that out there. It's probably the biggest difference in the movie. But it gives you a real juice vibe, that Charm City Kings. But it's real cool, man. Shout out to Philadelphia. Dedicate this show to you. So, off the beaten path a little bit of Philadelphia. A lot of credit has to be given to Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams ran for governor, a lot like Andrew Gilliam, who I think Andrew Gilliam would actually be a good leader. I mean, he has his shortcomings and hopefully he gets over that, or whatever he has to get worked out, gets worked out. But from what I've seen in the campaign, you know, I think Andrew Gilliam could have had the same effect for Florida that Stacey Abrams then had for Georgia. And the same thing even when it comes to the other dude, my man from South Carolina, I already forgot his name now, Jamie Harrison. Him running for a Senate seat against Lindsey Graham, hopefully that has an effect on South Carolina. Like, these are the inroads that have to get paved. The people that paved the way, sometimes maybe even knowing it's a long shot they're gonna win, or even knowing it's a long shot and they're probably not gonna win, those people that paved the way to then, like, boom, it's not so foreign, the idea that Georgia would vote for a Democrat, or not so foreign the idea that people in South Carolina may vote for a Democrat, or people progressive, not even Democrat, but embrace the changes in this country, man. So while Stacey Abrams, she could have been VP, she could have been that, and when she wasn't picked for BP, and when she wasn't, you know, nominated as governor, she could have just packed up and kept it moving. I mean, I've watched the campaign trail. Have you heard from Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton got the nomination for the party. I haven't heard from John Kerry. I haven't heard from Bob Dole, what are we talking about? Al Gore. I don't know if these guys are still in the sphere, but, you know, haven't heard from them. Stacey Abrams didn't have to help. And now she's still in the prime of her political career. That's going to matter. But she paved the way and made a lot of inroads to energize not only the black community, but look at them votes, the suburban voters. And a lot of it was voting against Trump, granted, But they pulling out people that never voted before, too. And I don't want this to go by, and I'm sure it's not going to go by, without Stacey Abrams getting the credit she deserves, man. We'll see how this whole thing shakes out with Atlanta, because they do have some overseas votes. And it may end up losing, or Atlanta, I say Atlanta, Georgia. It may end up losing. They may end up losing. But, like, the idea that a Democrat could win Georgia, it's not off the table now. It's not off the table. Like, a Democrat or a progressive or they could win that city because the inroads have been made. The path has been laid as to get in there. Which brings me to Florida. You people, I don't know what's going on here. Especially the black dudes across the country in gaining this popularity, man. Ebro in the morning. Ebro said it on Ebro in the morning. A lot of these people, like men at least, I can speak on that in my view, you know, but these are black facts, okay? In this country, as an individual, you're taught that if you do this, do that, you'll get this. But for black people, the goalpost is always moved. It's always changed. Yeah, you'll get a vote, but it ain't gonna be a full go vote. Yeah, you can vote, but you know, how many jelly beans are in the jar? Oh yeah, you'll get equal schooling, but we're not gonna fund your schooling the way we fund the black schools over here. Oh yeah, you can live in that neighborhood until we view that neighborhood as being popular, and then we'll gentrify that. Oh yeah, sure, they can have that place, but when Hurricane Katrina comes, we ain't even gonna rebuild that. It's the idea that, like, you can be us, you just have to work hard enough to be us. It's like what your man said the quiet part out loud. One of the Trumpers. Black people have to want to be successful. That's why black people ain't successful, because they don't want to be successful. So these black dudes voting for Trump are the ones they want to be successful. I'm going to be just as good as a white man. And I'm going to make money, and they're going to treat me like a white man. And then you're going to get pulled over, and your black butt going to be in jail with everybody else. You better do the education, man. You better watch Alex Haley's Roots, or read Alex Haley's Roots, Uncle Tom's Cabin. You better read this stuff, man. It's real. It's not about making enough money to become white, or to gain this level of whiteness, or gain this level of equality. It's about legislations and the powers and laws in place to make everybody equal. You shouldn't be fighting for the idea that, oh man, you know, I could be like Donald Trump, because you can't. You cannot be that. This country where I live in America has to move to be progressive so everyone has an opportunity. Period. That's the solution. That's why you see how did he gain inroads with these black men? He ain't gained inroads with black women. You notice that? It's a different mentality for a man and a woman when it comes to the black experience. Men fight, and black men fight hard. Black men die earlier than women, black women. Dudes is having hypertension, high blood pressure. It's a lot of stress in this country being a black man. It's not easy. And I'm not saying it's easy. But it's a lot of stress. I mean, to be honest, I'm in the middle of some of those stresses. When you start taking on more and more liabilities, whether it be kids, a house, you know, family. Then you start thinking about the future. Okay, so what about 15? It's a lot of stress, man. And black men do not have, or they don't, and maybe men in general, they just take all that in, and they take on more, and they take on more. So a lot of dudes walking around here just heavy. You don't meet a lot of old black dudes, it's just chipper. Not to say they don't get happy or excited or whatnot, but dude, it's heavy being a black man in this country. So I understand the idea that you think, I could vote my way to equality, or I could, Not vote your way to equality. I can become that to be that. But that's not the mission. The mission is for them to become equal to us. That's the mission. And black women understand that. Even the Latinos understand that. Miami, Cubans, it's a different story. We'll get to that. But when you look at somebody like Stacey Abrams, or you look at somebody like Jamie Harrison, listen to what they're saying. Listen to what they're talking about. They ain't talking about, oh, you know, you got to be this way or got to act this way. No, dude, equal opportunity. I work just as hard as you do. Let me get just as much as you get. And I'm not going to compromise my character to try and manipulate my way into being one of Donald Trump's boys. Because the truth of the matter is, when they pull you over, you're going to be right down there with everybody else. That's the truth, Roof. All right, so a couple more topics. I'm going to get to Miami Cubans, which I find to be rather interesting. I don't know if I can say anything that hasn't been said. I really go back and forth sometimes on that subject. But I do want to start with Fox News, man. Fox News, I told y'all to watch Fox News if you follow me. On election night, you wanted to watch Fox News. That's where the action was at. Especially today. As the votes dwindle, just watch Fox News, man. It's hilarious. It's so sad. It's so sad. Hey, people on Fox News, I don't know what's going on. His lead is dissolving. It's a vote. He never had a lead. This idea that Donald Trump had a lead and people pushing this stuff through Fox News. Oh, he's in the lead. He's not in the lead. The votes have already been cast. Maybe he was in the lead 4 years ago, but that lead has been dwindling as the times went on until now when we voted based on his record. The votes are in. It's ridiculous. That's like me going to the store, buying a couch and saying, oh my gosh, what happened to all my money? It's dwindling. It's because I paid for the couch, right? It's gone, okay? When the statement comes on the credit card, I got to pay the credit card. That's the way it works. The die has been cast. The votes are done. There's nothing he can say, do, manipulate it to get him out of here. And Fox News is pushing this. The other thing is interesting about Fox News is whoever their desk is that calls election, that dude's getting fired. They keep putting that dude on camera. Because Fox News was the big news cable news network that called Arizona for Donald Trump. Right now, you turn on MSNBC, CNN, they still have not called Arizona for Donald Trump, but Fox News has. Fox News already has Donald Trump losing this election, by the way. I mean, tune in, because guess what? These Philadelphia votes ain't in yet. He's going to lose Philadelphia by over 100,000 votes. And Fox News is going to have to say he won the election. Now, the only saving grace that their news desk has is if Joe Biden just wins Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, he don't need anything else. He's going to be at 270. Oh, but Fox News is going to have him at like 280, 300 by the time this is over. And they call Arizona for him. So when they look around and, oh, the media, they just said he won. No, it's you. Who have been elevating this clown. You that have been compromising your journalistic ethics. You. The lead is dwindling. He never had a lead. You can't fire me. I quit. Just leave. Leave. They need to give Donald Trump one filing cabinet box. Stack all your stuff in there. Unpin that sad picture of you and your family on that Hawaii vacation off the cubicle. And just leave. It's over, dog. All right, so Miami Cubans. I'm going to end on this. I live in Florida. I do not live in Miami, but I'm very familiar with what's going on in Miami. And one reason is the Dan Le Batard radio show. Dan Le Batard, I started listening to Dan Le Batard's radio show before LeBron left Cleveland. Yeah, that's how I judge my life. is BL and BC. So before LeBron, after LeBron, you know? But before LeBron left Cleveland, I started listening. So maybe around 2008, I used to see Dan Le Batard on PTI. And he would fill in on PTI, and he would do weird stuff. He'd do all this stuff. And as I start watching the show, one time they said, hey, you can listen to the radio show. And then he said, listen to the podcast. And I'm like, oh, I listen to nothing but podcasts. And I start listening to the radio show.
And I was hooked on the first day. Hilarious. It's a great show. So I've been listening to Dan Le Batard for, oh man, maybe 12, 13 years, like a long, long time. My first exposure to the idea of Cuban people was Le Batard, even though I grew up in Florida. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio. I moved to Florida when I was 10 years old. I'm sure I went to school with Cuban people. I'm sure. Like, Florida is a very diverse place, very diverse. Like, almost every race lives here. Venezuelans, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, Dominicans. I don't see too many, but I'm sure it's Dominicans, Indian people, black people, white people, Jewish. Like, everything is in Florida. Because at some point in time, people want to live comfortably without wearing a winter coat in November. You know, at some point in time, people retire. They want to go to Florida. They go to the beach and they stay. So there's a lot of diversity. But even growing up in Florida, I didn't really know the Cuban experience. I didn't know really anything about your man Castro. I didn't know any of that. Listening to Le Batard really brought me into a world that I just was not familiar with. So a lot of the things when it came to Cuba, I kind of got from listening to the Le Batard show over time and then just kind of getting it. But I did not fully understand the Cuban experience in this country till about 2 years ago. I did not fully understand it until, I would say, when Jose Fernandez passed away, and it really got into like the way Cubans get here and like getting on that raft and Ellen Gonzalez. It's all true, man. So Miami Cubans hate socialism because socialism was something that came into Cuba. And when socialism came in, it was this idea of, I'm going to fix everything. Everybody's going to be equal. No one's going to be poor. You vote for me, and you know, everything's gonna be great. And we're all gonna share, and everything's gonna be great. That was the idea that it came in to Cuba. But what actually happened is, once Castro came in, it took over the country, and it was not like that. It ruled them like a harsh dictator. They were firing squads, they killed people, they held political prisoners, you know, mistreated people, raped people. They could arrest you for any reason. Any reason. You can be walking on the streets of Cuba and they could just pick you up and take you to jail. So severely mistreated people, to the point that Cubans would risk their lives trying to get to America, because there was a law in America, wet foot, dry foot. So if your foot was wet, meaning you were in the water, you had to go back to Cuba. But if your foot was dry, meaning you got to Florida, you got to stay. That was it. Citizenship for a ride with nothing. No family, no clothes. You had to come here illegally. You're on a raft. Maybe some people have boat, but you came here with nothing. Started from zero. So then Miami, especially in Little Havana, down at like Hialeah area, became all Cuban. And they ran everything down there. And the goal was freedom. Miami Cubans, and this is a large generalization, but you'll get it. Do your own research. Freedom is what they speak. That's it. They don't care about anything but freedom. Republicans is viewed as freedom. That's what it's viewed as. Democracy is viewed as socialism, this idea of the government helping, because the government said they were going to help in Cuba and they didn't. They held them as prisoners. They raped them. They killed them. This firing squad, they have political, they destroyed their lives, even now. So when someone mentions a Democrat and will pair them with socialism, they're not going to vote for that. This is a sweeping generalization, but it's true. If you want to know why, when they went to Miami-Dade, would they do that? However, or why the votes would come out that way. However, the Cuban population in Miami, they're one of the largest groups that take advantage of the Affordable Care Act. But that's the thing. There's no logic behind why they're doing this. It's scar tissue. It's generations and generations of people that were violated by the Cuban government. So when Donald Trump goes in for months, They've been preaching this idea of socialism. Bernie Sanders is a socialist. You wonder why Donald Trump said, oh, he's a socialist, socialist. You live in Washington, or you live in Chicago, or you live in New York or Cleveland, and he says socialist. Man, what are you talking about? Socialist. He's not a socialist. This ain't Canada. It's socialist. It's not. But when Cubans hear socialist, that's PTSD, man. They've seen some stuff that socialism has done to them. So once, boom, socialism, and Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they did not push back against this. They lose Miami by a large margin. Now, they probably would have lost Florida anyways, but that's the reason Miami Cubans think and do that way. Now, personally, I go back and forth because on Election Day, I was just angry because I know the stuff they're voting against is the stuff they use. The stuff these people will provide, I'm be real, and this is not a brag. I'm fine. I am fine. I don't necessarily need anything more or less from the government. It's nice when they start handing out that $600 a week. Yeah, sure, I want my $600 too. But I don't need government help the way Cubans in Miami need government help. You're voting against your own interests. Because what? Because what? I understand the social, I understand that. But when Obama takes office and he passes the Affordable Care Act, as a Democrat, and all of a sudden you have health care, like, where do you think that comes from? When Trump has been abolishing, rolling back everything that actually helps your day-to-day life, not stuff that is really affecting me the way it affects you. Like, those policies affect, the thing about Trump that affects me is just him, his rhetoric. I can't stand that. But these programs you use that he's rolling back, the immigration, locking people in cages, like, that's something. Cubans in this country as a minority are treated better than every other minority. Better. And you're voting against your own best interests? So I go back and forth because part of me is like, you know, the Democratic Party, and I'm speaking as a Democrat, even though I'm probably not. If all things being equal, I'm probably independent and I just vote for who I think is the best for the country. But, you know, I voted for Obama. It's like my first voting was Obama two times in a row. And now, you know, Hillary and Joe Biden, because Donald Trump's a deplorable human being. But if all things equal, I might not even vote. I might vote for a Republican president. I mean, that's real. So I can say that, but it also makes me wonder too, when it comes to the Cuban population, like, why should I care? Like, yeah, man, the Democrats should have reached out and they should have pushed back. They shouldn't have allowed them to call socialism. But if you look at the way Joe Biden executed the campaign, which once again, I'm glad there wasn't a blowout, because if there was a blowout, this Miami Cuban thing would not even be a story, because on the day one, Trump would have lost and Florida would just fell. It just been noise in the background. So part of me is like, oh man, Joe Biden, they should have reached out to the Cuban population and told them, yo, I'm not a socialist. Yo, I'm going to help you out. But then another part of me is like, yo, look around you. How many Donald Trump people have come down here to see about you? How many programs you see helping out your schooling? How many Affordable Care Act Republicans is trying to give you a national healthcare plan? Come on, man. Like, sure, your descendants, but there's generations of Cuban people now that are Americans. Somebody got to educate them that's in there. And maybe it's the Democrats' job, if you want to win elections, it's definitely in your best interest, to get down in that population and tell them what the deal is. To push back on rhetoric, to push back on the racism, and do all that. But I go back and forth because I'm so infuriated because you're rooting against your own best interests. But then I got to remember, trauma is not rational. If I've been traumatized in any way, real trauma, people getting murdered, my family members still in jail, having to disassociate from generations of my, just, I don't care. I hear something that sounds like that and I'm voting against it because I already know what the alternative, there's nothing Donald Trump can do, literally. There's nothing that he can do as bad as what they came from. So I understand it at the end of the day. It's infuriating, but I understand it. And for you guys that don't live in Florida and haven't been exposed to that, if you want to know why they did that, dude, look it up. There's plenty of people going to be talking about it now, especially if you follow me on Twitter. I've been retweeting stuff. There's plenty of people. There's plenty of Cubans that hate Donald Trump that voted for Donald Trump. There's plenty of people that know some of the policies that come from the Democrats help them, and they vote for Donald Trump. There's plenty of people. It doesn't make sense. It's not logical, because trauma and PTSD, it's not logical. But that's just the deal, man. And that was a big takeaway from the election. And we will have a regular podcast in a couple days, all right? I promise. Let's wrap up the show. Thank you, and you, and you, for tuning into the Last Show Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Leave me a review. Rate, subscribe, share the show. Thank you guys so much. A lot going on, man, in my professional life. I will next week be in St. Pete Beach at Coconuts Comedy Club. You can check me out there. And yeah, man, that'll be it, dude. It's been real. So I'll have the regular show in a couple of days, but this will be coming out today. So enjoy yourself. Take it easy. Have a good weekend, and I'll holler at you on Monday. Peace.
The things they walk in at the end of a race. We had a lot of them in California. They walk in, Ben, at the end of a race, and they dump thousands. You think the race is over. You think somebody won, and then all of a sudden, out of blue, come thousands of votes at the very end. Oh, what happened? So somebody that thought he or she was going to win the race, all of a sudden, gets clipped.
Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Toodaloo.
It didn't work out, but don't ever doubt how...